Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Judges 6:27.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Judges 6:27. So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord had commanded. But he did it at night because he was afraid of the other members of his father's household and the people of the town. My husband had a lucrative career as a civil engineer in Washington State, and we owned a 4-year-old lakefront house when we sensed God telling us to give it all up to serve at a specific year-round Christian camp in British Columbia, Canada. This idea didn't just come out of nowhere. My husband and I had both volunteered at that camp more than a dozen years prior. In fact, that's how we met. After we had children, we attended summer family camps there. Both of us were committed to doing whatever God asked. And working year-round at this camp held a certain appeal. But I'll admit this nudge unnerved me. That's because the work came without a salary. The camp provided staff housing, but we would be responsible to find donors to financially support our family of 5 so we could commit ourselves full-time to this unsalaried ministry. Trusting God to provide the donors was scary. It was like a test of sorts, like God was giving us the opportunity to walk out what we said we believed to be true. That is, God knows our needs and sees to it that they're met. We wanted to pass the test, and so we said yes, despite our fear. We did it afraid. God presented Gideon with a faith test too. This man lived in a time when Israel had turned its back on God. As a result, God had allowed the Midianites to become strong and to attack the Israelites at harvest time every year for 7 years. The enemy troops would swoop in, steal the crops and animals, and leave the Israelites destitute. This was the scene when God called Gideon into active service as a prophet. One of the first things God told him to do was to tear down the altar to Baal and the Asherah pole in his father's yard, build an altar to God, and then sacrifice one of his father's bulls on that altar using the wood from the Asherah pole. Gideon knew the risks involved with obeying God's command. You see, Baal was worshipped as the god of the weather. The people in Gideon's community were farmers who depended on the weather to grow enough food to feed their families. The Midianites' attacks had caused desperate economic times, so the people worshipped Baal all the more. Asherah was worshipped as a Canaanite goddess and the mother of Baal. The community would not take the destruction of the altar to Baal and the destruction of the pole used to worship his mother lightly. Neither would his own idol-worshipping father look well upon the slaughter of his bull as a sacrifice to the one true God. And to have to do this in his own household, well, forget about trying to hide who is responsible for this deed. Gideon knew the risks, but he also knew that God had called him to this task, and so he did it afraid. He took 10 of his servants for practical and moral support, and he went under the cover of darkness. But he did it. Sometimes God invites us into a situation or opportunity that tests our faith. He gives us a task that seems way too big for us. When we look at the circumstances, we see only the impossible, but nothing is impossible when we live from the truth of God's promises. That's what Gideon did. We read in Judges 6:16 that God promised to be with Gideon. He gave the same promise to Moses in Exodus 3:12 when he called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And then Jesus gave the same promise to all believers before he ascended into heaven. God's marching orders scared Gideon, but Gideon obeyed because he knew God was with him. He did it afraid, knowing he wasn't alone. The God of heaven's armies was by his side, and he would help him do what he called him to do. Saying yes to God when he called our family into that donor-based Christian camping ministry was one of the scariest things we've ever done. But we obeyed because we knew God was with us and would help us do what he called us to do. My friend, has God asked you to do something that feels overwhelming? Do fearful thoughts fill your mind and keep you awake at night? If so, remember Gideon, the man who did it afraid because he believed the truth of God's promise to be with him. God has made the same promise to you. If he's calling you to a task, then he will go with you and help you there. Say yes to him, even if it means doing it afraid. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the promise of your presence in our lives. Thank you for never leaving us alone. You are always by our side and surrounding us with your loving kindness and strength. Please remind us of these truths when we feel your nudge to do something that seems scary. Give us confidence in you and faith in your promises, even as we say yes and do it afraid. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.